Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, September 12th, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we've prepared this message and now shared on an absolutely beautiful late summer morning here from our home in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and today we want to encourage you once again with a perspective from God's Word. Today's message is titled, Not Worthy. And listen as Brooksine reads the rather lengthy scripture portion from Hebrews chapter 11, 35 to 38.
Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground.
40 Brave Soldiers for Jesus is a powerful ballad set in the period of Roman Emperor Valerianus Licinius that tells the story of a group of Christians who took a stand for the Lord and paid the price. In the footnotes of today's message on the website, I have a link to this song, and I suggest at some time you listen to it. It's really a remarkable story and has a very interesting ending. Yesterday, as I was preparing the message about hope, as part of my study, I considered Hebrews 11. The nature, I wrote, of enduring hope is foundationally a spiritual hope. The good life, that is, peace and prosperity, lots of stuff, as many of us have known and desire it to be in this life, is not guaranteed by God, as I reminded our readers yesterday. Heroes of the faith in the past, and so many in the present, testify to this. The abundant life promised by Jesus is altogether different than the expectations of the world. I want to explore this more fully today.
We admire the great people of the Bible who stood up for their faith. The 11th chapter of Hebrews is known as the faith chapter and is a hall of fame for people of faith. Toward the end of the chapter, the focus moves from named individuals to unnamed heroes.
I've been especially drawn to the portion of Scripture that is our daily text that Brooksine read a few minutes ago for many years. Although it's not a reading that is particularly edifying in the same sense many other portions of Scripture are, when reading this passage, it's as if the writer is on a literary roll.
Well, you've probably never been flogged, although one of our regular readers that we hear from has had this horrible experience. But most of us have been jeered at some point in our lives. And that's about the extent of physical persecution thus far for most of us in America and many others where this material is read or listened to. But of course, in many other places, they know the flogging and much worse.
In today's scripture portion, the writer of Hebrews is chronicling what happened to many unnamed heroes of faith. It's not a pretty picture. These are faithful people who stood up for God with uncompromising faith that they were unwilling to exchange for a favorable temporal outcome. I don't understand why stuff like this happens, but it does, and it always will.
My faith in the goodness of God asserts that my God is in control even when I don't understand, or when circumstances make no sense at all. It goes against the sensibilities that godly people would be stoned, sawed in two, or be put to death by the sword, or by the bullets of hate-filled gunmen. But then I consider Stephen, the first martyr of the New Testament, who was stoned as he stood up for Jesus.
But then I'm inspired as a couple of phrases in this portion are loaded with spiritual richness and seem to just leap from the pages of my Bible. These two phrases are, that they might gain a better resurrection, and the world was not worthy of them. That gives me the perspective I need today. Let's stay faithful and keep standing true for Christ, no matter the cost. Today, let us link our hearts with these heroes of faith as we stand up for Christ and the Holy Scriptures. Let us stand for the one who also knew the jeering scorn of unbelief and rejection.
Let's pray. Jesus, keep me true and faithful to your calling in my life. By your grace and my unswerving commitment to you, Jesus, I will stand for you when others bow down to the gods of this age. Help me to cling tightly to you, imperishable Savior, as I reject the perishable gods of this age. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining me today, Brooksine, and thank you for all of our readers that at some point are listening to this message. Our logs indicate that there's usually about 40 or 50 that listen to it the first day or two, and then they continue to be listened to, and some have as many as 650 downloads, for which we're very grateful. Well, we want you to have a blessed day today, and to keep today's rather sobering subject on your hearts, continue to stay faithful to the Lord, and once again, we say from our hearts, be encouraged.